Michael Booth, reporter for the Colorado Sun, welcome to this week's news brief.
Thank you for having me on.
In your article about how the Colorado River was impacted by recent mudslides in the Glenwood Canyon, you call the slides, quote, a temporary mud slaughter of the river, end quote, an attempt to answer four questions. What happened to the fish? What happened to the river channel? What happened to drinking water downstream? And where did all the rafters go? On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being not at all and 10 being more than you can imagine, how satisfied are you with the answers you received?
I guess I'd give it about a 4 or a 5 right now, but I won't blame the state officials for that. We just had another press conference today about how bad Hanging Lake is and how long Hanging Lake is going to be closed. And spoiler alert, it's going to be well into next year, if not the whole year. And they're just having a hard time getting in there in safe conditions to figure out exactly what's going on and what the remedies are going to have to be, whether it's the mountainsides themselves, the bridges, or the actual water and what wildlife died along the way. They have not been able to get people even into Hanging Lake in a way that they want to in terms of getting engineers and wildlife people to give them detailed answers on what's been lost and how to start reworking the trail and actually building a new trail altogether in a new area. They're still in damage control in a lot of cases.
Is there anything that surprised you while you were researching this piece?
What surprised me, I guess, is the way that I wrote the story, which is that we talked so much about the highway as if the only thing that really mattered was getting that highway reopened, and neglected that in the same photographs, the river itself is completely covered in a lot of the pictures, and there's still debris washed up there like driftwood in Seattle or the Oregon coast. And it surprised me that even though we've talked so much about the Colorado River this summer in terms of drought and water impact, that we weren't talking too much about what the long-term impact is going to be for this slide completely blocking the river and certainly changing it for years to come.
Give us a brief general summary about what you found out.
If people look at the pictures, and there have been a lot published in a lot of places, whether it's drone shots or our own shots at ColoradoSun.com, the mud really closed off the river momentarily, and then the river started cutting its way back through within minutes, as rivers tend to do, and as the Colorado River has done for millions of years. But it really was completely cut off, and that has an impact on fish. It has an impact on all the aquatic life that is either above or below the level of fish that the fish need to feed on and survive on. And so it's going to destroy algae. It's going to destroy invertebrates that fish rely on to eat, and bugs and their feeding grounds. And so downriver from there, for the next couple of years, there's going to be some serious impacts. And the silt is still in the river, still being washed away and cut downriver by the banks and by the rapids. And that covers up their feeding ground and either kills them outright by filling up their gills with mud or makes them disappear as they wait for their food sources to clear. And they go hide. And they often will then be hiding in water that gets warm because it's been so hot lately. And then they don't want to eat at all. And so it just damages the life cycle, damages the breeding cycle. And so there are fewer fish hatched. And in future months and then next year, their harvest is going to be quite different. And so they will take years to figure this out, but the near-term damage is going to be pretty severe.
What does this say about endangered fish downstream? For example, in the 15-mile reach, which is home to 4 endangered fish species native to Colorado.
Their answer so far on the major wildlife questions has been priority number one is stabilizing the road so that the Colorado economy can get back somewhat toward normal, and protecting the drivers on those roads and the CDOT work crews on those roads from boulders that continue to fall down the slope. They're putting in 3,000-pound sandbags that people will see as they drive through the canyon now to act as almost a bumper to keep the boulders from rolling out onto the highway as they work to re-engineer it and figure out what needs to be rebuilt. Another thing they're having to do that will affect the river downstream and in ways that they just don't know how it will affect the endangered species, they're going to have to rebuild the channel in certain places because the channel as rivers tend to do, has put itself in the easiest way to get water through there. And that has pushed up debris against the highway structures themselves, those amazing engineering structures that get people through Glenwood Canyon, and in some ways has put water up against places that didn't have water before, where there used to be a sandbank or something else that was protecting the engineered structures from the rushing water. And we can't have that water undercutting those structures if we want to keep them. And so they are going to have to re-engineer the channel itself. And just even figuring out how to get that done in the safest way, both for the river but then also for wildlife, is going to take some time.
What was most concerning to you as you researched and wrote this piece?
It's a cumulative thing. And at the same time we were researching this piece, the Bureau of Reclamation announced that there's so little water in the Colorado River compared to other years and compared to the averages that they need, that they're going to cut off 500,000 acre feet of water from Arizona alone next year, starting January 1st, because there is at least 20% on average less water in the Colorado River channel coming down recently in the 22-year drought than there is in the hundreds of years of average. And so this just means that there's another major threat that's accumulated to the major water source of the entire West that 40 million people rely on. And so now not only do you have less water in the river because of drought and climate change, you now have a major mudslide threatening water quality itself for people downriver and for cities like Grand Junction and the Ute Water District that had switched to Colorado River water, of all things, earlier this summer because their reservoirs higher up were threatened by drought and climate change. And so they switched to using Colorado River water for the first time in a long time. And now that water that's coming downriver to them is a lot dirtier than it had been. It needs more cleanup before it can be used for drinking water. So all these things together, I think, are warning people that whatever margin of error the Colorado River had in the last few decades is just getting thinner and thinner every month.
Michael Booth, reporter for the Colorado Sun, thank you very much for your work, and thanks very much for joining me today.
Thanks for your time, and thanks for reading the Colorado Sun.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.